Welcome to our WTU podcast, We Move People, your podcast for body, heart and mind. We are Alfred Johannes Neudorfer and Rosa Ferrante Banera, and in our podcast we talk about the topics personal development, health, martial arts, philosophy and humanity. Welcome to a new episode from our We Move People podcast. Hello, AJ.
Hello, Rosa.
Today we talk a very positive topic. It's yes. called optimism. But optimism is not the same like positivity or positive thinking.
No, I think it's not the same. First, we should speak a little bit about positive thinking, what positive thinking is. If you are a positive thinker, maybe you see all things in a
positive way.
In a positive way. And if all is fine, all is nice, all is. And if things are negative, then you only see it wrong.
Yes, you are not objective in that moment.
I think this is not the objective way to see situation. And optimism is an objective way to see situations.
To see things as they are.
As the things as they are. They can be negative, they can be positive. But the optimistic is not that things are only positive, it's to see the background of these things and you see why it is necessary and what you can learn and what can you change.
An optimist is someone who can see things positive and negative.
Yes.
I remember a quote, I think it was from Idri Shah, who says, and the pessimist is only an optimist with extra information.
Yeah, it's important to understand that things can be positive and can be negative. And also, when things are negative, maybe it's necessary that they are negative at this point. Maybe something is just negative, but if the time and is over for these things, then they will be negative, the same things. And the optimist see this, there's something is changing. And now it's another way necessary. And so the negative thing shows him the new way, who is now necessary. But he say no, it's not negative. It's negative.
This is, I remember when we have self-defense courses for women, there are a lot of women who say, oh, I cannot be so unfriendly and why there are not bad people outside. And then I think, why are you here in a self-defense course when there is no danger outside?
Yeah.
Why are you here then? Just to move your body, you can go to aerobic class.
Yeah.
Maybe. So maybe they feel something inside. Maybe they are afraid of some situations. They want to become more self-confident or something like this. And then they have a conditioning inside also that they think, no, there are not bad people outside, so I cannot be unfriendly to other human beings or to a man. So I think these are people who have positive thinking in a wrong way, who are conditioned that they cannot see what the reality is in this world. And then they say it's like positive thinking in a bad way, that they are not able to see when there's danger outside. And an optimist is to see maybe that there is danger, but to know I am prepared for every situation and I can handle every situation.
Yes, and the optimist is able to act for himself in every situation. It's not necessary that he see all things fine. Everything what happened, anything what happened is optimist will be an optimist. It's another thinking, it's another point to see the world of the human beings, to see it, as we said before, objective, to see not the surface, to see the essence behind.
Mm-hmm.
Then things are not changing with the surface. If only the surface is changing, nothing is changing. It's important to see if the essence is changing.
Mm-hmm.
And always when all positive and negative things, maybe the behind is changing. And an optimist, a real optimist, has a sign for this.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And also, optimist can be in a bad situation and he or she can say, oh, this is absolutely bullshit right now. And then he can ask himself some questions. He can ask himself, okay, this is bullshit, but now I am in this situation, what can I learn? Or what should I change? Or maybe what is the advantage in this situation? Maybe I become stronger, maybe I am more aware. Maybe I become very creative. I have more creativity. Maybe I have to change something in my business. Yes, right now from this corona situation. So maybe I can work together with other people. And also there comes some things becomes obviously. I can see the character of people. I can see what was under the surface before.
As I said before, something can be very productive and positive to a point. But from this point on, it's not positive and so on. Then the time is over. And you cannot think, oh, it was a good way, and so it will be a good way. Not now. A good way can be a wrong way in the future.
You said this in the podcast in German. Wandlungen.
Wandlungen is the German word. Changing, like a little bit like changing in English, I think. A positive thinker looks a little bit more too much to the surface of a thing. And if you look to the surface, then you have a problem. Then surfaces are phantoms.
Yes. So you should be an optimist in every situation.
It's a bit, little bit like our W2 Yuving Chung. It's we don't handle with only with the form. We feel the ways of the energy and act with this in Qi or in confrontation in all these things. And so we are one step more in the objective reality.
And sometimes things are bad and then you have to see them as they are, that they are bad. But you have to see the chance.
It's not the question why they are bad. They are bad in this moment. And if I came in a bad situation, I have not the time to reflect why the things I meet are bad. No, I have to act with the things now are in this moment. And I meet these things as bad things. And to use this bad thing in the right way, I have to be an optimist. That I see I can use these bad things productive for me.
I can use this bad situation to make a better situation out of this. Okay, I think that's a lot for optimism. a lot to think about. And if you are in a bad situation, ask yourself, what can I learn? What do I have to change? What is the advantage in this situation?
Yes.
And if it's only that you have to stop something, that you have time to reflect, you have time to think about things, that you have a distance to other people, to other things, this can also be an advantage.
And maybe you have to go ways you never think that you have to go this way.
Yes. To be very open.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Till the next month. Bye.
Bye.